There is no doubt that the Prime Minister has in many ways achieved substantial success.
There is one statistic that I understand is not, however, challenged, and that is that over her 11 years, the gap between the richest 10% and the poorest 10% in this country has widened substantially. How can she say at the end of her chapter of British politics that she can justify many people in a constituency such as mine being relatively much poorer, much less well-housed, and much less well-provided than it was in 1979? Surely she accepts that is not a record that she or any Prime Minister can be proud of.
All levels of income are better off than they were in 1979. But what the Honourable Member is saying is that he would rather the poor were poorer, provided the rich were less rich. That way you will never create the wealth for better social services than we have. And what a policy! Yes, he would rather have the poor poorer, provided the rich were less rich. That is the Liberal policy. Yes, it came out. He didn't intend it to, but he did.
I give way to the Honourable Member.
I'm sure. The Prime Minister is aware that I detest every single one of the domestic policies I've ever had.
I think that the Honourable Gentleman knows that I have the same contempt for his socialist policies as the people of East Europe who have experienced it have it on their. I think I must have hit the right nail on the head when I pointed out that the logic of those policies are they'd rather have the poor poorer. Once they start to talk about the gap, they'd rather the gap was that. Down here. That. Not that. But that. So long as the gap is smaller, so long as the gap is smaller, they'd rather have the poor poorer. You do not create wealth and opportunity that way. You do not create a property-owning democracy that way.
The Prime Minister is aware that I detest every single one of her domestic policies and I've never had that.
The gap between the richest 10% and the poorest 10% in this country has widened substantially. How can she say at the end of her chapter of British politics that she can justify many people in the constituency such as mine being relatively much poorer, much less well-housed, and much less well-provided than it was in 1979. Surely she accepts that is not a record that she or any Prime Minister can be proud of.
The Prime Minister is aware that I detest every single one of her domestic policies. I've never had that.
In the city or where I lived, everything revolved around shipping. The port, it was the lifeblood of the city. Everyone depended on it.
We're coming slowly, painfully.
Margaret Thatcher got rid of all the industry. She kicked the life out of working people because there's no work there and people want to work. There was a fear. It's frightening when you think, you know, you're not going to be able to earn a living when you've always done so. Margaret Thatcher has got a lot to answer for me. I don't hate anybody. she's left her mark on an era. Not a good one.